Nurses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the easiest form of worship. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z on Islamic Lifestyle. I'm Farhad, your host, and we are here to learn together the moral conditions of acceptance of our praying. So in this session, we are going to talk about the easiest form of worship. This month, as we know, is the month of worship, so we should do whatever we can to make an excellent use of this great month. But here we are to learn the easiest form of worship, so we can practice it in this month, we can start it in this month, and continue it during the year. So, talking about this, it is quoted from the Prophet that one day he said to his companions, "Do you want me to inform you about the easiest form of worship and the lightest on the body?" And he also continued, "The easiest form of worship and the lightest on the body is silence and having a good temper." It's very important. It is also narrated that an Arab person came to the Prophet ﷺ and asked him to teach him something to enable him to go to heaven. The Prophet replied and said, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, "Feed the hungry, quench the thirst of the thirsty, advise the people to do good deeds and to admonish them against evil deeds. And if you are not able to do that, then just guard your tongue from whatever is not good." So guarding our tongue and watching it is the simplest way in the easiest way of worship. And if we are looking for entering heaven, inshallah, the very first thing we had to do is controlling and guarding our tongue from what is not good. So we see that controlling tongue from sins is introduced the easiest worship and the easiest way for entering the heaven. May Allah give us the tawfiq of guarding our tongue, inshallah.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z on Islamic Lifestyle. We are here to continue talking about the easiest form of worship. So we understood that the easiest form of worship is controlling and watching our tongue, and this attribute, this feature, is the easiest way, and this way is the easiest way of entering, inshallah, heaven. And also we understood that tongue is the root of the most sins. So if we control our tongue, we can easily protect ourselves from evils and from sins. So we are here to learn that how we can watch our tongue in another way, in another aspect. We know an intellect person first trusts his words to his intellect and conscience to judge before uttering them. If the intellect and the conscience do not give him permission to express those words, then he remains silent. The traditions that encourage us to remain silent are meant to free us from the possible of bad consequences of a bad talk. But it is obvious that talking is an important factor in our development of man and the society. But talking bad and the bad consequences of bad talk can destroy society and can destroy the bands between humanity. So to stay away from this great sin and to protect ourselves and the society and the people around us, we just need to control our tongue and think before we speak. So if we see God's will and if we see there is good consequences of our tongue, we just say about that, we say that. But if we see the consequences can be evil, and the actually the topic is out of our business, if we remain silent, okay, we can just easily refrain from sins that are rooted in tongue and protect ourselves, our society, our family, and everyone. So we should be careful about that. And I hope everyone is doing well and practicing refraining from sins in this great month of Ramadan, especially the tongue, which the most sins are rooted in it. Thank you for staying with us. Wish you the best.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.